Each year at this time, Dr. America joins millions of other citizens in making New Year's resolutions. One of the most popular is the pledge to get in shape. In Minnesota, 24% of us pledge to exercise more in the new year, while 28% of us resolve to eat a healthier diet. What you mean by getting in shape depends on your gender. For men, getting in shape often means bulking up, while for women, it more often means slimming down. Men are expected to occupy physical and social space, while women are expected to be physically and socially diminutive. Getting in shape often means a diet. This is a ritualized fast with the purpose of achieving or maintaining an acceptable body image. American culture especially pressures women to diet, sometimes with unhealthy results. In some ways, of course, dieting itself is a cultural form of eating disorder. If we were eating really well to begin with, we wouldn't need the punitive regime of the diet. And if our culture didn't shape our unnatural ideals of thinness, we could more easily appreciate the diversity of acceptable forms for the healthy human body. So what's the shape of our lives when we base our New Year's resolutions more on the shape of our bodies than on our social and spiritual lives? Why don't we promise ourselves to enhance the shape of our minds by a regimen of reading? Why don't we get involved in shaping a political cause we believe in? Why don't we resolve to do something about an injustice in the world? Why aren't our promises more promising for the public good? Dr. America thinks that there are several reasons, all related. First, the body is something we think we can control. In a world where so much in life seems out of control, we can at least make our bodies do what we want. It's a simple matter of mind over matter, and American culture believes in mind over matter. Actually, many of our environmental problems also come from this assumption, but that's another exhibit at the museum. A lot of America's eating disorders come from our need for control of something, of anything. The regulated body is a sign of self-control, and in a culture that values self-control, it's also a sign of character. Dr. America's love handles are seen not so much as a sign of his advancing age as of his declining willpower and control. The self-controlled body helps define a rugged individual. But ironically, it's also valuable for societal reasons. The willingness to discipline the body according to social specifications bespeaks a willingness to conform. The fit body will fit better into its niche within the hierarchies and bureaucracies of the modern work world. People who are disciplined by the workout are also likely to be disciplined at the workplace. Hard bodies make hard workers. As you might expect, studies show that our New Year's resolutions don't necessarily lead to lasting solutions, as many of us find it difficult to keep up our regimen of fasting and flexing. By the first week in January, 13% of us have already broken our fitness resolutions. By February, 44% of us who are on the fitness bandwagon are off the wagon again. By August, 2/3 of us are bent out of shape again. One benefit of this cycle of resolution and disillusion is, of course, that it gives us something to resolve on the next New Year's Day. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, studying the shifting shapes of American culture.